You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Arrow of Time. The three dimensions of our physical universe are forwards and backwards, side to side, and up and down. We can freely move in either direction in any of these dimensions, although we frequently need a little help for up in Earth's gravity well. Some physicists describe time as another dimension. It is sometimes called the fourth dimension. One big difference when comparing time to the other three dimensions is that we can only travel in one direction in time. We can't go backwards, only forwards. And we can only travel forwards at a constant rate, 1 second per second, no faster or slower. We can think about the past, but we cannot experience it again. This one-directionality of time is referred to in physics, rather poetically, I think, as the arrow of time. If there were no such thing as time, we would never experience anything or remember anything. The price of existence as a form of life in this universe is that for each of us, our time will come to an end. Now, I'm sorry if this sounds morbid. People, especially Americans, get creeped out when the subject of the end of life comes up. Whatever your feelings on the subject, it's nevertheless a fact that for each of us, our time in this universe is not limitless. That, to me, makes time the most precious commodity of all, the one truly irreplaceable commodity. Assuming you're a healthy adult, given time, you can go out and make more money. Money can get you almost anything else. It cannot, however, buy you one more nanosecond of existence, or take you backwards in time and allow you to do any do-overs. When most people hear the phrase time management, their eyes glaze over. They find the subject boring. But I submit it's even more important than managing your money. You can never get yesterday back. If you blithely waste an opportunity for a workout, do not fool yourself by thinking that you can make up for it later. You cannot. You could have done that later workout anyway, and be one session ahead of where you would have been. Don't misunderstand me. There are indeed times when you should schedule rest days. It's worse to overtrain than it is to undertrain. But if you have scheduled a hard or medium intensity workout at a sensible time, and then blow it off without a very good reason, you have set back your progress. If this is a rare occurrence, however, the negative effect is quite small. The real problem is when you allow this to become a habit and then forgive yourself with the thought that you can make it up later. You cannot. Time waits for no one. Let's talk about wasting time. Now, I may have a different definition of wasting time than do you. I don't consider play, recreation, or even goofing off to necessarily be a waste of time. These are all valuable ways for a busy person to let off steam and relax, which can actually be quite productive if done in proportion. A rested brain is an efficient and productive brain. If, however, you spend the majority of your time in these pursuits, you're not living up to your potential, if that means anything to you. One state of mind for which I have little tolerance is boredom. If you are bored during your downtime, you must have little to no imagination and be criminally incurious. There is no excuse for being bored in this amazing universe. Bored time is indeed wasted time. If there is one true cardinal sin, it is wasting time. Another crime of time management is allowing other people to waste your time. Solicitors, salesmen, con artists, evangelists, all want to pitch something to you. it is not impolite to politely say, "I'm sorry, I'm not interested, thank you." Courtesy does not require that you allow these people to finish their presentation before turning them down. Perhaps the biggest waste of time happens to many of us in middle age. Back in my 40s, I experienced what I suppose was a midlife crisis. For decades, I had been a serious martial artist. My physical abilities were a huge and integral part of my identity. Those abilities were degrading due to the ravages of aging and chronic injuries. I found myself brooding for long, dark periods over the fact that I was well past my prime as an athlete, and that the end of my life may be closer than the beginning. And then one fine day it dawned on me. I was a moron. I had been spending time fretting over the fact that I had less time than before. The absurdity of this hit me like a fist, a feeling with which I was familiar. And like nearly every other time I've been punched, I learned my lesson. This moment of insight was, more or less, the end of my midlife crisis. I know that this is a tired cliché, but that doesn't alter its wisdom. I know that it will be lost on most of you. The sense of immortality shared by young people is a tough nut to crack. But even if only a few of you really listen, it's still worth saying. Live every day like it's your last. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.